With women playing a greater role in active duty military operations, there comes an increasing problem of homelessness among women veterans. This morning in Ybor City, a ribbon-cutting ceremony spotlighted a transitional housing program for homeless female veterans. The Athena program, located in a historic brick building on Columbus Drive, will provide transitional housing to 16 homeless female veterans. Sarah Romeo is CEO of Tampa Crossroads, which organized the Athena program.
Well, I think it's important because these ladies have served their country honorably. They have been honorably discharged from the service after fighting for our freedom, and they are back in our community and need our help now.
How big is the issue? Are there a lot of people in that situation?
Well, we know here in the Bay Area between Haley and the Bay Pines Hospital, there are several hundred women who are homeless currently who have been honorably discharged.
Sergeant Major Cynthia Pritchett said that in addition to providing a place to live, the Athena program will offer homeless veteran women treatment and counseling for substance abuse, mental illness, injury, or domestic violence.
Today it is estimated that more than 39% of the women returning from Iraq and Afghanistan will have some sort of mental health disorder, and that a woman who has served in the military is as four times as likely to be a homeless person than a non-veteran woman. Tragically, too many of these veterans find themselves homeless on the streets and in the alleyways of this great nation. The Department of Veterans Affairs estimates that more than 194,000 homeless veterans are on the street any given night nationwide. But the tragedy is not about the numbers. It is about the living, breathing man or woman.
When Interstate 4 was built, it cut Ybor City into two parts. Some of the historic buildings that would have been destroyed were relocated, and some were rehabilitated by the Florida Department of Transportation, or FDOT. Don Skelton, FDOT's District 7 Secretary, said that the Athena Female Veteran Transitional Housing Program is one of those historic buildings.
The Cueto Fernandez boarding house, a structure that served at the turn of the century for those military returning from the Spanish-American War and providing them houses. How apropos that today we turn that over to the same service people, service women returning, who have a need to reconnect with the community, being able to provide that service.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio said that becoming homeless is something that veterans should not have to face.
I love this country more than anything, and we all do. And we just wish it were a more perfect country. It's a great country, but it has some imperfections. One is that we should not have any homeless veterans in our country. That is one of its imperfections. In my view, when a person puts the uniform on and fights, then they should be taken care of for the rest of their life.
Tampa area U.S. Representative Kathy Castor praised the Athena program as a way to get services to female homeless vets.
The Athena Homeless Veterans Center for women veterans is one of the first in the entire country. It's the first one here in Florida. Unfortunately, when our troops return from the battlefield, oftentimes they suffer from mental illness. Many end up homeless on the streets. This wonderful restored home in Ybor City will provide a place for homeless female veterans to live and get the services they need to become productive again.
Marie Kane is the president of the local chapter of Gold Star Wives, who are widows of war veterans.
Well, it's so important because a lot of times people don't realize female veterans have needs too, and that they're so different than men. And we are just so proud that we have one of the first ones. This is the first one in Florida, and I think it might even be the nation.
You can learn more about the Athena program at tampacrossroads.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.